just around the corner, especially if you live in Indiana, we have four open congressional races, and one of those open congressional races happens to be the 6th District, which State Representative Mike Speedy, who represents the south side of town, is running to give up a state house seat to seek to be your representative at the federal level. Please welcome State Representative Mike Speedy.
Thanks, Jacob. Thanks again for having me on. Looking forward to
Happy to have you on. You're a very busy man this time of year, of course, so let's get started. You've been a state representative for about a little over a decade. What made you want to run for US Congress? It's a lot bigger district, it's a lot more people, it's a lot more responsibilities, it takes a lot more money, a lot more time. What made you want to throw your hat in the race?
Well, I love my country and I'm deeply concerned that the direction is going. And I started, I just kind of took note one day, like with the new district that Congressman Pence ran in, that I happened to have represented a portion of that, the heart of that district for 20 years, 7 on the city county council in Indianapolis and 14 in the state. And I started my home in the southeast corner of Marion County near Acton is within a mile of three counties, together with the southern part of Marion County, represents 62% of the district. So it's at the heart. And then I go back to my thought. I'm concerned about this country. I feel a duty to step up. And I go, well, when you look at my blessed business experience and my opportunity to serve, and I'm right there in the heart of it. And I go, well, that means I may have to, I will have to consider this because if this is a good fit for my family, then I have to pray about it and decide whether to step up. And I obviously went through that process, and I feel led to run for this. So yeah, that was the decision making process that I went through. We went through, my wife and I and our family.
For sure. And you're endorsed, the only candidate that's endorsed by Right to Life and has a very good NRA score, Americans for Prosperity as well. Take us through a little bit. A lot of people, especially in the 6th District, since it's widely conservative compared to the rest of Marion County, believes in the outsider perspective. And a lot of people like how you've had a big public sector experience, but also that private business experience. You haven't been a career politician, but you have experience with city and state. How does that all tie in for you being the best choice for the federal level, having some city and having some local and statewide experience? How will that help you if you get elected to Congress?
Sure, and I'm gonna go back real quick. We are the only one to have an A plus rate from the NRA with an endorsement from Indiana Right to Life and an endorsement from Susan B. Anthony, Pro Life Fund. So we do have that distinction. I think that if you have successful business experience, it helps you, first of all, fund these campaigns. These campaigns cannot be run, at least on a short time frame, without the ability to lend the campaign significant amount of dollars. And I've been blessed to be able to do that. But it takes more than just money. If money is all it takes to run for these races, I'm not going to win. I'm not going to be the US rep. But it takes also experience, and not just experience in these levels of governments, but you want that experience to have proven that you're the conservative in this race. And having served on the State County Council, I voted against so-called human rights ordinances. I voted against huge corporate handouts just on City Council. And then in the State House, I voted for constitutional carry, one of the first laws post-Dobbs that protects life. And all during that my time in the House, I demonstrated the ability to do the right thing under an incredible amount of pressure from corporate America and the left. And I think the 6th District deserves somebody that is not only experienced, but that experience is made that candidate tested and tried and true. And then they have to understand business as well. And so I believe I have the right unique combination of all those things out of this 7-person field. I'm willing to accept whatever the voter decides, but that's my case.
For sure. And one big thing about you that kind of sets you apart is there's some people in the race, of course, that are not as big when it comes to Second Amendment. I'm not going to say names. I'm a journalist doing the interview. But for you, you've definitely made it a point, to show through ads that you are, and you have an A plus rating, like you mentioned, from the NRA. Is that the one policy that really sets you apart from the rest of the field, would you say, or is there a different policy as well that sets you apart?
It's a combination of a lot of things. There shouldn't be one aspect that sets us apart. It should be a combination of a lot of things. We're the only candidate that, to my knowledge, that actually traveled to the border. Border security is a top of mind, top of the list issue to be addressed by Congress. And I understand that how serious that issue is. I also understand how serious this job is. And because of that understanding, I actually traveled to the border to listen to the experts. And you want a candidate that takes things that seriously. You don't want a candidate that just splashes it on push cards and postcards, or even photoshops the wall behind your picture, which I think has been done perhaps elsewhere in this race. So that is one aspect. I take it very seriously. I've got great endorsements. I have a record, and all these things taken together, I hope that will win the day.
For sure, that's a very good point. And there's a couple other things. Where can people find out more about yourself at? Website,
Sure.
media.
Yeah, our main website is mikespeedy.com, but we've got more than one website. We have Speedy Border Trip. com. If they want to see me interview and have a conversation with the sheriff of Yuma County, Arizona, they can go there. They can understand that. They can listen in on our conversation about all the things that are going on right there. We also within that speedybordertrip.com website have video of me being touring the wall with the county executive in Yuma County. That interview and that video shows a lot more than we're able to squeeze in 15 and 30 second commercials. So, and they can also find those interviews on YouTube, Mike Speedy for Congress on YouTube. And we also have those videos, some of them on Facebook, Mike Speedy for Congress on Facebook. So there's lots of different places, lots of different websites that they can explore to find out the seriousness of these issues and how serious I take them.
For sure. And one last thing, of course, said that there's a lot that sets you apart. What is a fun fact about you? Share that with me before. What's a fun fact that's completely different to you that no one else in this race has? Just a little fun.
Well, my dad grew up in Columbus, Indiana, which is part of this district, and I met a woman who's the treasury treasury. Phyllis Apple. She was a high school classmate of my father, and I met her at a Republican event. And when she heard my last name, I could see almost tears come to her eyes. She visited. My dad grew up in Columbus, and our family relocated in Southwest Michigan to restart his career. And her family actually visited us up there in the early '80s. So I was a little kid last time she saw me, and so that was a fun fact, a very special moment that I'll never forget on in campaigning. The other fun fact is my mom is from Decatur Township in South Marion County. So between my mom's upbringing in the south side of Indy and my dad's in Columbus, and we also spent our best years of our life in Franklin, which is right between those two spots. I'm a product of the sixth district as it is configured, and I feel very fortunate and blessed to have. But that's been the God's plan for my life thus far.
For sure. Well, Representative Speedy, thank you so much for coming on Jacob Beer Show. We wish you the best. And one last thing, what is your pitch for young voters? Let's close with that.
Young voters, please get involved. These are ideas. It's fun to see how elections work, campaigns work. And I was a young voter. I was 21, 22 when I first started working on campaigns. And I will never forget those memories. We have places where people can help on our campaigns. But they could, you learn to appreciate the country that we've been blessed with by getting involved. And you also learn not to take this freedom and the right to vote for granted if you get involved. And those are great things to walk away with. We're all one generation away from tyranny. And by educating young people, we preserve this blessing. So that's I encourage them to explore our websites and to get involved.
For sure. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Jacob Beer Show today, and we wish you the best.
Anytime, Jake. It's always good to see you around.